Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A month of typhoons and threat of earthquakes puts pressure on Japan. Then Heart for Lebanon prepares to stand firm as a beacon of gospel hope. This story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, Typhoon Shanshan struck southwestern Japan on Thursday, then lessened to a tropical storm on Sunday. Since then, it's lingered over Honshu Island, disrupting public transportation and prolonging anxieties across the nation. Takeshi Takazawa with A3 says,
"We don't have rice on the shelf of any supermarket or stores. Everybody's doing stockpiling, and we cannot buy rice."
In August alone, Japan endured multiple typhoons and a 7.1 magnitude quake, followed by warnings of a possible megaquake. That warning has since been lifted. However, Takazawa says people have been seeing less and less help come from the government in recent disasters.
"The question is, you know, who takes care of me?"
He says local churches have built networks to respond to other disasters Japan has experienced over the past decades.
"Each case, local communities saw Christian churches actually stays and continue to support and pray, both physically and emotionally and ultimately spiritually. So that testimony has been going forth, and that's great."
Pray for peace in Japan, that people are led to rely on God, who is our ultimate caregiver. Meanwhile, a growing number of religious scholars in Afghanistan are openly challenging the Taliban's restrictions on female education. Even some clerics working for the government have opposed the ban, as more voices join the resistance. Some practices carry on just the same. For example, persecution remains at an all-time high. Unknown Nation's Greg Kelly says Afghan partners recently shared this report.
"A couple of underground workers reached this village, and they had a lot of fruit. People were responding to the gospel. The Taliban had heard about it. They went to that village, and every man, woman, and child was executed." There's atrocities like that happening on a daily basis inside of Afghanistan.
The good news?
There was one survivor who we actually connected with, and now he's being equipped and he's being trained.
Unknown Nations partners with believers in a neighboring country to help Afghan refugees become gospel workers.
At that training center, we pour into Afghans who are being multiplied, and their target is to reach Afghanistan with the gospel. Every Afghan has a understanding of the depth of despair within Afghanistan, and they also understand there's only one solution, and that is the hope of the gospel. Pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth the laborers willing to die, thrive, and multiply into Afghanistan. In places like Afghanistan, Iran, and that whole corridor of the world, we need more laborers.
And in a world that is becoming darker by the day, Lebanese believers are intentional about shining the light of Christ. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says at a recent staff meeting,
"We asked ourselves, what is the role of Heart for Lebanon in times of crises? Every couple of years, there's a different kind of crisis, whether it's financial, the pandemic. We've been without a president and a sitting government now for over 18 months.
Together, the team came up with five responses.
The first one, we need to be a community of prayer. The second, we need to be messengers of Christ's hope. People are living in despair. They're living in fear. They're looking for hope desperately. But there's only one hope, and that is in Christ.
Serving people in need and proclaiming peace were the team's third and fourth responses.
We cannot be indifferent to the atrocities, to the death, to the destruction that is going everywhere.
And finally,
we need to provide an alternative to the community of hatred and anger, and have a community of forgiveness and love."
Fulfilling these five decrees in times of crisis will position Heart for Lebanon as a beacon of hope. Pray that hurting people will be drawn to their light and they'll find everything they need in Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year with the goal of growing disciples in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.